This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast.
She's a taskmaster of a different kind.
Oh, man. Sexy Scorpio.
I like this game.
So high.
With all your nutritional tips. As long as I have a face, I have a place to sit.
Very sweet.
A wake-up call of wonder.
I had a nice backside.
Ready to whip you in on your Wednesdays.
I am impressed.
Can you confirm that you are not Sri Lankan?
I'm not Sri Lankan.
Go.
It's time for Ginny's.
Hello.
Yeah. So much fun.
It's time for Ginny's Wellness Challenge.
Hello, I tell you.
Joy 94.9, you're on the Hump Day Crew. It is time for Ginny's Wellness Challenge. Last week, we encouraged you to join the Hump Day Crew in eating 5 vegetables a day. Did we both exceed, Adam?
Yes, but I'm sick of vegetables.
Are you?
It's hard to keep it different every day.
I guess. 5 veggies a day is quite a bit of a challenge for those who aren't used to eating more than 2, as we set you the week prior, but because we failed dismally, our personal trainer, Chris, from Joy Sponsor Metro Body Fitness.
Let me point out, I didn't fail last week. I had to keep a food diary and do something else, and I did it.
I didn't say it was you. I said the other two in the team that didn't
you
do it.
You said we.
We as in Bish and I. Sorry. Okay. Good morning to Chris from Joy Sponsor Metro Body Fitness.
Morning, Ginny. How you doing?
We're doing well. We're doing very, very well. And we're very happy that we succeeded in this week's challenge of eating 5 veggies. I personally found that I normally do eat 5 veggies or more than 2. But I was more aware of what I was actually putting into my body.
Yes, excellent. And by eating all those vegetables, how did you find? Did you feel quite full and did you feel like you were, filling up at different meals?
I did, actually. I felt very, very full and I felt that I was being very, very conscious of how I treated this vehicle of mine.
Lovely. And the vehicle's done well. We've just done the weigh-in.
Ooh.
And should I announce the results as such?
You can do it. That's cool.
You have lost 2.3 kilos. So, yes, congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you. 2 more weeks to May 5th, which is our D-Day, where we're challenging our overall challenges for Bish and I to lose 3 kilos in body fat and for Adam to gain 3 points in body mass index. Now, before we commence the next challenge, Chris, as you know, Ginny's Wellness Challenge is all about encouraging you to be the best person you can possibly be. And that we want to make everyone feel comfortable with who they are. I'd like to refer to our correspondence over the past week. Chris, if there's something you want to tell us, we're more than happy to.
Okay. Well,
Adam. No. Check this out. This is what Chris's correspondence has been. Cheers, babe. Great show this morning. Let's do a box soon. Next day. Can't wait to see you again for a big box. I saw him for a box yesterday. Good box, Ginny. Your box is powerful. You have a powerful box, babe. Is there something you want to tell us, Chris?
Well, what can I say if you take it that way? But, basically...
You're taking it that way.
I'm not really an expert on boxing, if you like. Well, we do boxing, of course. We do all sorts of stuff, don't we, Ginny? But, you are a pretty powerful little boxer there.
Yes. Not when I was reading the SMSs, though, Chris.
Look, no one boxes like you, Ginny.
Should I leave you two alone?
Now, next week's challenge, Chris, you've set one for us. What is it?
I have, yes. What I'd like you to do, Ginny, for yourself and Bish, is basically do look at 10,000 steps a day. So 10,000 steps is a great way to actually, that anyone can do is to look at burning extra calories. So if you're doing 10,000 steps, you'll be surprised how many you can do. You're going to burn about 500 calories. It's a good way to put a focus on... as I say, just what is going on during the day. So for people that are wanting to tone up, lose a little bit of extra, tone up a little bit of weight around the tummy or such, you can just simply download a pedometer for your iPhone if you've got an iPhone, or you can just get they're about $1.50, $2 for a little pocket one that sits on your hip, and just have a count of how many steps you do. And so you can change your lifestyle as such by, instead of catching a tram, instead of, driving to the shop or doing what you do, just simply incorporate a few more steps into your day, and you could be doing half that already. So all you want to do is just do an extra 5,000 steps, and you're well on your way to toning up.
Do you know what distance 10,000 steps would be?
I think I've memory is a K and a bit, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wouldn't be 500 miles. No. I would walk 500 miles. Yes. I could walk 500 more and I would burn 500 calories and then fall down at your door.
So your challenge for this week, take 10,000 steps a day. You could burn 500 calories. So 10,000 steps a day. See how you go. Tune in next week at 7:40 and see how you go. Thank you, Chris, for joining us.
No worries, guys. Good on ya.
Hi, I'm Eds.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys better though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.